the Radio Now Morning Show, 833-563-2539. You can give us a ringy-dingy or social media, Radio Now AM Show. Give us a follow. That's our Instagram and our Twitter. So Joe Biden, former vice president and now running to be president of the United States, says that if the president, Donald Trump, makes an issue of his age or energy level during a debate, he would challenge him to do a push-up contest right there on the spot. This reason alone is why I want to see Joe Biden be the Democratic nominee. Not even to get political, but just I want to see a push-up contest between him and President Trump. I think that would be amazing.
Gosh, that would be so funny.
Biden said, I say, come on, Donald, come on, man. How many push-ups do you want to do here, pal? Biden, who's 76, said he often runs instead of walks along parade routes like the one where he appeared on July 4th in Independence, Missouri. Trump has even called Biden Sleepy Joe because President Trump gives everybody names, arguing that he has lost a step since he was Barack Obama's running mate. Now, I was thinking, all right, what if we actually had a presidential fitness test? Did you guys ever do that when you were in school? Because elementary, I remember taking the presidential fitness test, and I failed that thing miserably. If you don't, do you remember doing this? Here's some things on there. You had to do like a curl-up, like a pull-up kind of.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, you had to do a push-up, and everything might have been different, but a push-up, a shuttle run, sit and reach, a one-mile run. I think there were sit-ups in there, too.
Dude, the sit and reach was the only thing I could do.
Could
the
you,
stretching
you could go
thing,
far?
Yes. I remember, and I didn't even dread the mile run, but I dreaded the pull-up.
Yes.
Because I was like, there's no way on this planet that my spaghetti noodle arms are going to be able to lift myself up.
Is that the best that you can do, Olivia Caris?
Yes,
step it,
it
up.
Is.
Step it up.
Stop making me do this.
The mile run, I really thought I was going to die. That's something's never changed doing that. But did you guys also, I didn't see it on here, but we had to climb a rope. Did you have to climb like this
no.
really thick rope and like get to the top? Because I'm
I
like,
feel
this
like
is
that's
dangerous.
Like a public school thing.
It might. Oh, yeah.
We didn't have a rope.
In my private school, we didn't. We had a ladder.
No,
you,
we
you
just
had
have
to,
less.
You had to climb up the ladder.
Like, public schools have more than like what like a lot of private schools
what?
Have. We didn't have
really?
That.
Yes.
Yeah, because oh. it would like the taxes. Yeah, it's government funded. You guys have way more money. We just have like the tuition of the like our small school.
Here I am being angry at you guys for being privately educated. This yeah. whole time you went without and I had it all.
So true. We definitely had less.
All right, now let me ask you this. What else should we test them in? Like if that's that we're going to do, like if we have the Democratic and the Republican and the Independent and every other party nominee, and they're trying to become the actual president before the day we vote. I think the week before we have this presidential fitness test. What would you put on there? I think that they should have to shotgun a beer. If that's an
See,
American, I don't know what is.
I just think they should have to chug a beer, and they have to chug it faster than freaking Aaron Rodgers did when
oh,
he
yeah.
went on the Jumbotron. He didn't even like, he barely even took a sip of it. That was a disgrace. He should be kicked out of the NFL. But I think that they need to be able to chug a beer, and we'll see how fast they can do it.
What if they had something else, too, where it's like, all right, who can post the best meme? Like a meme off?
Yeah, or use a meme in the best Twitter post.
We'll provide the
so,
meme.
Yes,
you
we'll
have to
provide
make it
the
look
meme,
the best.
But you have to write something funny about the meme.
I really think that would get the vote out. I honestly think that would be the best
thing
ever.
I also wouldn't mind seeing them do a hot dog eating challenge.
What, like
not
with Joey Chestnut? Could Joey Chestnut be our president?
Well, Joey Chestnut could be the ref, but I just want to see them be competitive in that way.
Okay.
Oh, also a one-on-one basketball game.
Oh, okay. Like,
absolutely.
Like, what do we do, like pig or horse?
Yeah, or just one-on-one, like first one to 20.
Oh, maybe it should be two-on-two, like whoever's going to be the actual president, and then you have the vice presidential candidate.
Perfect. Yes, I think that is definitely something that we need to implement.
God, you know what, though? They better not do shirts for skins. I don't want to see Trump or Biden with
oh,
their shirt
gosh.
Off.
Dude, I'd see Biden with his shirt off,
okay.
honestly.
Okay, you
He's
got...
not bad-looking for
Somebody's
an older man.
Somebody's got daddy issues.
He's not bad for an older-looking man, I'm just saying.
Okay, straight up. It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.